USA has been eliminated from the World Junior Championship Tournament as they lost to Finland in overtime on Friday by the score of 4-3 in St. Paul. Will Zellers of Maple Grove says it was an evenly matched game.
I feel like it was an even kill game at times, but of course I feel like we had so many good chances. I mean, their goalie, I mean, he's done his head tonight. He had a lot of big time saves, so I mean, it's always tough going into that and not coming out with some of the goals that you want to score. But I mean, at the end of the day, that's the game of hockey, and you can't always dwell on the past, and kind of had to get ready for those next two periods of hockey. You know, they're going to be a tough one, but one we have to manage.
In the semifinals today, Finland moves on to play Sweden, while Canada plays Czechia, with both games at Grand Casino Arena in St. Paul. Quinn Hughes tied a career high with 4 assists to help the Wild beat the Ducks 5-2 on Friday night in Anaheim. Rookie Danila Yurov scored 2 goals as Minnesota improves to 3-0-1 on their current 7-game road trip. The Wild play again tonight at Los Angeles. The Timberwolves are at Miami today. Minnesota is 1-3 in their last 4 games and got blown out by Atlanta on Wednesday, but coach Chris Finch says they're not pushing the panic button.
I mean, obviously we got to address the things that we see need addressing right now, but a lot of basketball left to be played.
Tip-off is at 4 p.m. in Miami. The Minnesota Vikings will try to finish the season with a winning record when they host Green Bay tomorrow. The Vikings are 8-8 and are riding a 4-game winning streak. Kickoff is at noon tomorrow at U.S. Bank Stadium. Golden Gopher men's basketball is at Northwestern today with tip-off at 4 p.m. And the Twins have traded a minor league pitcher to the Marlins in exchange for first baseman Eric Wagaman. I'm Jason Dinesen. This is MNN.